We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com. We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com.
The opinions expressed on this webmasterradio.fm program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of webmasterradio.fm. Any rebroadcast or retransmission of this program without the express written consent of webmasterradio.fm is prohibited.
Welcome to SEO 101, your introductory course on search engine optimization. So, turn on your computers, open your minds, grab your mouse, and get ready to get back to the basics. SEO 101. SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm is now in session.
Hello and welcome to SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm. This is Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, and my co-host today is Scott Van Ack, Senior SEO for Stepforth Web Marketing. Scott's being nice enough to sit in again for John Carcutt, who will be in hopefully for the next show. Things are just really busy for him right now, so I'm looking forward to having him back. But today we are going to do a review. Another one. Yay, we've got so many piling up. Thank you, everyone. This one is for ticketbooth.org.uk. That's ticketbooth.org.uk. And Scott and I, once again, have split up the responsibilities for this review, and he is doing the on-site today. So why don't you go ahead.
All right, I'll just jump right into it. So one thing I liked about Ticket Booth that was also something I didn't care for at the same time is that when I go to the site, it's really obvious that the target phrase is rugby tickets. Almost too obvious. it's like, I don't look at keyword density. I don't want to talk about density, but I will note that I did check it in this case because I saw so many instances. And rugby tickets is like 26% of the entire site for the homepage. Back in the days where people cared about keyword density, that would be considered bad. So take it as a grain of salt, but I think it's overused a little bit on the site. One prime example is just looking straight at the title tag. The title tag says rugby tickets, Six Nations 2012 rugby tickets, Six Nations tickets 2012. A lot of repetitiveness there. I'm not exactly sure why rugby tickets is repeated at the start of the tag. It's certainly not something I would recommend. Now, one thing I want to note as well is that I'm a little cautious with what I'm about to say, because I do note that he was ranking, as of this morning, number 7 in Google for rugby tickets. So it's a little bit overused, but it may be working, even though I wouldn't normally think it would work. So, you know, a little bit of caution there. You know, some of the content as well really has rugby tickets overused. Like if we look at on his homepage near the bottom right-hand corner, there's a little scrolling area with text in it. And in that text box, it really doesn't read naturally to me. You know, you look at one or two sentences in there and it just keeps saying rugby tickets over and over. And you know, chances are an end user won't see that, but it's really, it's an obvious attempt at stuffing the keyword in there. And while it may be working today, I'd be kind of worried about it moving forward.
Agreed. I think, you know, it's always, it is hard, isn't it? Like when we see someone who's already succeeding somewhat anyway in rankings, and we tell them they need to cut back on keywords, we know they're going to take a bit of a hit in the ranking, but we're also
Well, we're doing some future proofing here, you know, because they're going to get hit. This isn't, it's a little thick on the keyword use. So,
yeah, certainly. And one thing else I'll note too, at the bottom of that same block of text, I don't want to try to flag, I'm sorry, I don't know the owner's name here, but I don't have that in front of me, but I don't want to flag him for spamming or being bad, but it looks like he might be selling links at the bottom of that. If you are, I'd be very cautious about it. For example, like at the very end of that paragraph, it talks about if you need some love, try Ukraine Brides, guaranteed 100% scam-free, commercial refrigeration, and a few other things in there. I kind of worry about that. I kind of see a few scenarios. One scenario is those are paid links, in which case Google will catch them, and there's a good chance you'll get in trouble for it. You might not, but it's still a risk you're taking. If they're your own sites, you're probably not getting a lot of benefit from them because they're totally irrelevant to the Ticket Booth website. And so, you know, that kind of there might still be a little bit of value, but as far as I know, there's no relevancy connection between Ukraine Brides and rugby. There might be, but you know, maybe rugby players only get wives from the Ukraine. I don't know, but
there could be some kink involved. We just don't know.
But yeah, I don't know a lot about the Ukraine. I don't know a lot about rugby. So,
well, I'm trying to find actually where you're talking about here. Where is it that you see that those links
near the bottom right hand corner? In their little like grassy box thing, there's a scroll bar for the right hand side.
Yeah,
and in that div layer, if you scroll all the way to the very bottom of that. And it's like the last couple sentences there.
They are links too. Sneaky. I can see those.
Yeah, the links are hidden with CSS. And there are actually a couple heading 2 tags in that block of text as well that are hidden with CSS. So you don't actually notice them, but they're there.
Oh, dear. Okay.
Yes, I can write that down in my notes, but that's getting kind of risky there, I would say.
Yeah.
I hate that it's working, because if it wasn't working, I would say get rid of it in a heartbeat. But...
Well, those aren't helping. There's no question in my mind about that. So get them gone.
The heading 2 tags?
No, those links.
Oh, the links. Absolutely. The links would definitely not be doing any good. No. They probably are not hurting at this point, because if they were, you probably wouldn't be in the top 10. So that's but, you know, it's very easy for that to turn around on you.
Now, what's something we should caution to everyone who's sending in their websites? We love doing these analysis, but we're not pulling punches here. You know, we're trying to be kind, but we're doing an analysis. So if you do get sort of, I hate to put the word, but negative feedback like we are right now, you've got to make these changes, because quite frankly, we don't know who else is listening.
I hate being mean to, like you said, I don't want to try to be mean to the guy or get him in trouble, but if we're not honest, we can't help, you know. It's
yeah, and we're so Canadian, aren't we? Holy cow. I'm just but anyways, in this case, I really think that you better make some changes here. If you ignore it, it could bite you in the butt, and we don't want you to do that, have that happening. So again, unless there's kink involved and you like that, but sorry, go on, Scotty.
Yeah, I'll move back over to a few things that won't get him in trouble. Let's get him back on our good side here. One issue I noticed was with the navigation, that all the homepage links point to /index.php and then /index.php 301 redirects to the main top level domain. So that's not entirely bad, but my question is why worry about the redirect? Why not just change the links to point to the top level domain without the /index.php? Then you stop worrying about splitting the power of the page and that sort of thing. So really what I recommend there is obviously change the homepage links. And by those, I mean the homepage link in the header navigation, as well as the logo at the top left corner of the site. There may be others that I didn't see, but those two in particular. So change them to drop the index. Keep the 301 redirect up just in case you've got some that you didn't see or that are hidden elsewhere on the site, or if other people are linking in. And then you should be okay. Not a big, big thing, but best practice anyways.
I see you're going to have a lot of a field day when you get to the meta tag, aren't you?
There were a few extra meta. Let's do that right now. Meta tags weren't super bad, but there were definitely a few things that I would remove. The keyword meta tag, I don't know. I don't want to spend a lot of time on that, but I'd probably remove it. It's not doing me any good anyway, so that's enough of that. You've got the revisit after tag and the robots content equals all tags. the search engines are going to do that anyways. Unless you want to limit how often they look at your site, don't tell them what to do. they're going to come as often as they can. And, you know, you say come after 7 days, I think it said. And if your content isn't updating every 7 days, I don't know. This may be a little old school. I don't think it's really that big of a deal anymore. But Google might come back every 7 days like you tell them to. And like, well, nothing's changing. Why are you sending me back here? So
they just ignore it anyway. They don't listen to that. So
that's just true. That's true. Yeah. So, yeah, get rid of it. And they've also got the distribution equals global. I don't think that does anything. Honestly, I haven't seen anybody using that for a long time. Pretty sure that's useless. So you might want to get rid of those tags and just take it from there.
Okay. Well, before you jump in off, you're probably going to – well, actually, let's talk about the description tag. Is there anything you'd improve in there before we take a break?
To be brutally honest, I haven't even looked at the description tag yet. I don't have that on my pages. Maybe I should take a look at that. Maybe while we're on the break, I'll take a look.
Well, here, I'll do it. I'm looking at it now. So right now it says Rugby Tickets and Corporate Rugby Hospitality RBS Six Nations 2012. I'm getting a feeling that's not really a sentence. remember, this has got to be something that people – that strives to get someone to click. The description tag isn't used for search engine rankings. In terms of actually getting you the search engine ranking, it's in the search engine ranking often, not all the time, but often. And as a result, it's kind of your sales pitch. It's what gets people to click to your site. And I don't know, that could be improved. I would say, is there something special about the rugby tickets you offer? Is there something you can highlight there that makes you stand out from anyone else? I think that would be a key issue. At this point, do you have anything that makes you stand out from your competitors? I don't see anything there that says that, but of course, I don't know that industry very well. Scott, anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, actually, I totally agree with you. I'm looking at the tag now, and yeah, the second half of the tag looks like just comma delimited keywords. So yeah, definitely you want to change that up a little bit and try to get it more salesy.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's take a quick break, and we get back. Scott's going to continue his on-site.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
As you know, being an expert at f***.
What did she say?
Requires lots of practice and a great tool. Think you could use some help with f***?
Whoa!
You're not alone. Hundreds have used our tool to take their f*** performance to the next level.
The language!
Of course, we're talking about managing Facebook ads on Acquisio.
Oh.
Buy, track, manage, optimize, and report on media across all major ad networks. Visit Acquisio.com to get a demo today. Acquisio. Search, social, display, one platform.
Hey, this is Danny Sullivan to talk to you about Bruce Clay Incorporated. They've made Inc. Magazine's list of growing private businesses and have exhibited and sponsored at my conferences since the very beginning. You've seen their search engine relationship chart or you've read their SEO code of ethics, so you know they're SEO experts. But did you know they can help you with PPC, web analytics, web design, marketing strategy, promotion, and branding? Yep, get everything you need for success in the online marketplace. You can check it out from the professionals at Bruce Clay Incorporated. For over 10 years with offices worldwide, they've got the answers you need. Check them out today at BruceClay.com.
MySEOTool.com is your all-in-one SEO management resource. MySEOTool.com makes it easy to optimize and oversee all of your SEO efforts. Line-by-line detailed reports help you identify any problems and show you how to fix them. MySEOTool.com is completely automated. Once you use it, you will see a rise in your search rankings and traffic. Try My SEO Tool risk-free today. Go to MySEOTool.com. MySEOTool.com.
The Jerry Abrams Show. Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific. Or on demand anytime inside the Entertainment Channel. Only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Okay, class. Take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session. Only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Welcome back to SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm with Scott Van Ack, the senior SEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, and myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing. For the break, we're discussing some of the on-site issues for ticketbooth.org.uk, and Scott's got some more to go with, so take it away.
Yeah, so, you know, I did find a few other things that should probably be addressed. And if you look at the bottom of the homepage, for example, there are a bunch of images that run across. There's a Twitter icon for the little bird and some PayPal, UPS, StumbleUpon, and none of those are links. And that totally caught me off guard. I mean, changing them into links isn't necessarily going to help your SEO, but from a user, it didn't make a lot of sense to me. Like, I went to click on some of these and they didn't do anything. And also, which is even funnier, if you mouse over any of them, the text in the alt attribute is wrong. For example, the Twitter icon says StumbleUpon Rugby Ticket Booth. StumbleUpon icon says, oh, it's not coming up now.
Yeah, Rugby Ticket Secure Site, it says.
Secure Site, yeah, and the Secure Site says something about FedEx, and they're all mismatched. I'm not sure how that would have happened. I'm guessing maybe the images were changed at some point, and I don't know. Something goofy's going on there, so I definitely recommend changing those.
I wonder what happened. That's really weird. Anyway, yeah.
It's really weird, but I'd also take a look at the text you're actually using for that alt attribute there. You say rugby tickets in just about every single one, and it's a little repetitive. I think it's a little much. Again, I have to go back to, you know, the site's still ranking in the top 10, so I'm cautious here.
But
cautious.
I would say not for long with this kind of text cramming. I mean, it's bad news.
Yeah, rugby tickets is everywhere, and it's also in the title attribute. So if we look at all your links throughout the site, the words rugby tickets are in just about every single title attribute with those links. So it's just overused. And that title attribute isn't really used by Google at all anyways. As far as I know, they completely ignore it. So probably not really worthwhile having it in there. It may come across as spammy or keyword stuffing. Very small possibility that could get you into trouble. I don't think it would, but you know, anytime there's a possibility, why take the risk? So,
yeah, Stepforth, Scott and I are very white hat in this case. So, you know, everything we do is focused on ensuring that our clients won't get in trouble at all. So we take the clear and simple route, you know, very clear, good optimization. And I think that as much as it can be very competitive, trying to get a top.
Hear that? That's the sound of someone trying to steal your crypto. Every day, thousands of hackers online are doing the same. That's why Arculus uses air-gapped cold storage technology to protect your assets. Using our keycard and wallet app to form a protective barrier, Arculus insulates you from hackers and puts control of your digital assets back in your hands. Order the first truly air-gapped crypto wallet at getarculus.com.
Ranking, you've got to make sure you don't cross that line, because if you do, it's going to come and bite you in the butt later. Maybe not right now, but it will come. And I think that, you know, if you're getting rankings because of all this keyword stuffing, you need to focus more on link building. And we're going to get to that in a bit too, but I'll let Scott finish off his on-site.
Yeah, I've just got a couple more little things. You know, one thing, for example, I noticed the header navigation disappears when you visit any of the links in the header navigation. So, for example, if you click on sell rugby tickets, that navigation is now gone. I don't like that. As an end user, it gets kind of confusing. Then you start to think, oh, what happened? Where am I now? And it kind of gives me the impression I've opened a new window or something. And how do I get back to the homepage? I have to hunt around trying to find a link for that. It's there if you look for it, but I don't understand why that header navigation is being removed there necessarily.
It's very odd. I've never seen that before. Even the left-hand navigation's gone.
Yeah, and you know, the only thing I can think of is maybe there's an attempt at some page rank sculpting or something going on there, but why would the sell page be a main focus to try to beef up for page rank? You know, I don't know. It's just, it doesn't make a lot of sense to me. Initially.
You know what? It the site kind of, well, it smells of a custom CMS that isn't properly created. I don't know. That I've never seen anything like this. Either it's a glitch or, yeah. I don't know. Something's got to be fixed there.
Yeah, exactly. It's definitely not user-friendly, at least in from my perspective here. So, on that same thought, I'd probably add breadcrumbs to the site as well, because those pages, you know, add the header navigation back, throw in some breadcrumbs, make life easy for your user. You know, you want them to be happy and like your site. You don't want them to come here and get frustrated and run away.
Again, breadcrumb navigation is when you see you are here or something like that, and then it shows links to the homepage, and then it says an arrow buy rugby tickets. You're on the buy rugby tickets page. That's what it says. And those are usually just below the main menu. And they're very good for user friendliness, for, you know, usability, and also for search engines. So I highly recommend them.
Exactly. And now actually going back to something you said, Ross, you mentioned that you think it might be a content management system that has issues. But now that I think about it, I think the majority of content management systems do have breadcrumbs integrated. So that tells me maybe it's not. But if it is, it might be as simple as clicking a button to add those breadcrumbs.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. And it, I don't know, it's run by mediaclan.it. And I suggest bringing a lot of these issues to them and getting that navigation fixed ASAP, and also cutting back on some of the keyword use to wrap that part up anyways.
Yeah, keep it safe. Yeah. And really, I've only got one more little recommendation here, and this won't so much help with your SEO, but it might help with your social media stuff. On the bottom right-hand corner in your – it's kind of a black navigation bar in the footer – there's an online features column, and you've got a link for your Facebook and Dig and all that kind of stuff, but it's kind of buried. At first, I didn't even realize there was a Facebook page for these guys, and then I kind of saw it out of the corner of my eye because I wasn't reading through all the navigation. And, you know, why not throw an image, throw the Facebook logo or follow me on Facebook, just like the Twitter one is right below it. Make it obvious because you want people to know you're on Facebook and Twitter. You want to build that up because that's definitely going to help your bottom line in the long run.
Yeah, I think, you know, at the top of the page, it says there's a bar that says buy rugby tickets securely, and it's got the PayPal symbol below. Above that would be a great place for some of the standard icons for Twitter and Facebook and StumbleUpon for people to click on and immediately add. You know, make it really simple. That's honestly where I look all the time now if I ever want to find something like that. It's usually in the top right.
Yeah, I agree with you there.
Okay. Well, let's take a quick break, and when we get back, I'm going to jump into the offsite analysis.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
If you're looking for a new multifaceted SEO and social media toolset, look for the Raven. Raven has the important tools that every internet marketer needs. Raven offers customized metrics for managing link building campaigns, social media campaigns, with campaign reporting and research tools that you can easily manage. Build up campaign performance for your clients and give your team the tools that will make them soar. If you want to increase your internet marketing revenue, look for the Raven. Go to RavenTools.com. That's RavenTools.com.
Do you look at the task of ranking your site at the top of the search engines like you would climbing the top of Mount Everest? It doesn't have to be. TopSEOs.com knows how hard that climb can be, and they can make top ranking a reality. Top SEOs send you to only the right search vendors and agencies that they know will work for you. Since 2002, TopSEOs.com has reviewed and researched the best search engine marketing agencies and solutions providers. Don't risk the cost of falling off the proverbial peak of search rankings. Let Top SEOs give you peace of mind. TopSEOs.com, the independent authority on search vendors.
Our clients have earned over $1 billion. Now it's your turn. With over 20,000 products to promote across a huge variety of niches, ClickBank provides countless ways for any affiliate to make money. You can promote any product immediately. No contracts required. Looking for recurring commissions? Upsell products? ClickBank's got them. And best of all, you can make up to 75% commissions. Ready to become the next ClickBank success story? Sign up now for free at ClickBank.com.
Rock the world with LinkedIn. Mondays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific. Or on demand anytime inside the Internet Marketing Channel. Only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Okay, class, take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session. Only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Welcome back to SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm with Scott Van Ack, Senior SEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, and myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing. Scott's sitting in today for John Carcutt, who we hope will be here with us next week. But for now, I am now jumping into the off-site analysis of ticketbooth.org.uk. So,
It's actually a lot like the last analysis I did. The name's already – it was Sevilla NJ, I believe it was. And the problem with that analysis was I found the well, essentially, there wasn't a lot of – first of all, there's not a lot of links. But the second of all, there wasn't much distribution of anchor text. Now, in this case, the anchor text amongst the total links are 1,529. Not much, much better than the last one. But in terms of the, how many domains there are linking, only 16. So there's some serious issues there. In other words, 16 divided into 1,529 is approximately how many pages are, if they were even across all the sites. That's not good. You want to have as many linking root domains as possible, because really, if you want to be a purist here, Google's really only seeing 16 links, because it's not going to give you the benefit of all those links across all the sites, at least not as strong. If there is any strength to them, it's, gosh, it's even lower or about the same as a reciprocal link, which is pretty powerless. In general, again, all these generalities, we could always get into the details of both. And I know John would be right now. He'd be like, not quite Ross, but no. Anyway, so, you know, again, some of the anchor text here. First one, let's go through the top five. Number one most used is www.ticketbooth.org.uk. Number two is ticketbooth.org.uk. Number three is ticketbooth. Number four is English. yeah, number six, which is only one domain linking to them using this, is rugby tickets for UK and Ireland. That's the only one that's half decent. And the next one looks like anchor text spam. It's rugby tickets, Six Nations. Actually, it's the title tag, isn't it? Yeah, it's the title
tag. Yeah, it sounds like it.
Yeah. So serious work has to be done here. Now, if the links can be improved, if you can build some links to your site from other domains, again, try and get it from other domains. That's the most important thing. And, you know, using keywords from in like, okay, let me think here. Let's focus my thoughts. Writing. Get a blog going and focus on it. Now, was there a blog on site, Scott?
I never saw one, actually. If there is, then you want to update your link to it, because I couldn't find one.
Okay. So get a – yeah, that's not a good thing. So let's get a blog going. A blog is critical. You can talk about the latest games, the blank games coming up. You could have videos, links to videos of great fans going crazy at latest game. Heck, you could even have you could take a camera with you if you live near some of these venues, like one of those little flip video cameras or whatever, and record people saying how they got their tickets from Ticket Booth and how much they're enjoying their game. You know, put that online and get it on YouTube. There, you get a little bit of cross promotion there. But the key is this allows you to have some content in your blog. And when you write that content, use keywords that are going to help you, such as Scotland rugby tickets. France rugby tickets, you know, try to mix it up a little bit, buy tickets to the next rugby game in your area. You know, Google is not simple. It's quite a complex system. It will, first of all, it'll see that you're always using the same anchor text and it'll get suspicious. So try and mix it up. There's no problem with tickets, buy tickets for your latest rugby game. They're going to see that the rugby and tickets are associated. If you focus that way when you're writing, then in a blog, it'll naturally get disseminated around the web. A lot of people are scraping, unfortunately, but it can actually work for you in this case, because those links will be created to you outside of your site. And in addition, people could be talking about it, and especially if you did something, a video of some people who were perhaps had a high clout rating in Twitter. So they were quite well known in the Twitter environment. Well, they're going to want people to see the video of them. So they're going to tell people to go to these particular blog pages after you notify them that this is now on a blog. And people are going to go to that page and they may link to it. They may retweet it. All this stuff Google is watching. They are watching that social layer. So keep in mind that this kind of integration is really key. Okay. What else can we think of here? Scott, do you have any other ideas on what you would do to build links to this?
It's kind of a tough one, but, you know, because there's focus on France and England and Scotland and Ireland, all these different areas, and you could probably sort of tap into
the geographic market for each venue. Find the city where the game is being played and try to get links from other, I don't know, community websites, informational websites, things like that. Things that places that talk about the stadium and what have you. And I think I would probably start there.
Yeah. Hyperlocal, you know? People who are writing hyperlocally, they've got a blog that they talk all the time about their specific area. Maybe they're huge fans of rugby in their or their particular team. I imagine there's quite a few of those in Europe. So we all hear about them over there, all the absolute mania over their particular games or their teams. So I think that you could really leverage that. You could have an article about why. You could do a series. Why this particular rugby team is going to win. Why this particular rugby team is going to win. The fans speak. You know, something like that, and get people to talk about it. And if you get someone who's a fairly known person in the hyperlocal blogging or social environment, when they talk, they're going to want people to listen, and that's going to help you. They're going to do the marketing for you.
You know, another quick idea here, you could almost offer a prize, you know, tickets to the next match if you write a review of the game on your blog, and then, you know, one random person who writes a review of the game and links to Ticket Booth will be entered into a draw to win tickets for the next game or some kind of
or even better,
like that.
I love the idea. And taking that then a step further, I've been doing a lot of social contest design and discussion over the last while. And one idea I think is really cool is you could have people, anyone who goes to a particular match, they could take a picture with their smartphone and tweet it using a particular hashtag. Could be ticketbooth.org.uk. Could be the hashtag. Checking out the game at whatever game. Hashtag ticketbooth.org.uk. And every time people do that, they get an entry into your particular contest. And it becomes its own viral campaign. Again, this is stuff that Google is all over. And frankly, even if it wasn't, it's fantastic marketing for you. There's a lot of people out there. Your market is ripe for marketing. So there you go. Some ideas for you. But the key is consider the keywords you're using and don't overuse that key phrase. It's going to bite you. All right. Well, that is the end of our show. So thank you very much, everyone, for sitting in. Thanks again, Scott, for helping out.
Yeah, no problem. Anytime you need me.
Yeah, it's fun. So on behalf of myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, and Scott Vanak, Senior SEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, thanks for joining us today. My Twitter ID is at Ross Dunn, and Scott's is?
I don't know. At S. Well, it's not just my name. It's S-V-A-C-H-T-E, so it's kind of my last name, but not really. I think it's short so people can remember it, but even I forget it.
Well done. Well done, Mr. Marketer. Okay, well, thanks for joining us, everyone, on SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm. We are every Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, and talk to you next week. Take care.